3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold.
Oof.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are live in the studio. We are live. We are presented by Ice Mountain, Ryan. And we're back and we're live.
Merry fucking Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Derek.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Bang. Happy Hanukkah as well.
Yeah. Adam Sandler.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Happy holidays. Happy.
Yep.
Happy all the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Holidays.
We'll go for a walk.
Happy Holablaze. No, it's not. It's not April yet.
Well, guys, start the podcast off with a little bit of news.
Mm.
Good or is it good or bad news?
Well, you be the judge.
Okay.
How about we do that?
Okay.
Little Sweet. Bit of news.
Simon Cowell.
If Ryan's the judge, can I be the
jury?
The keeper?
You can be the jury.
Okay.
So basically then he decides and then you say yes or no.
Okay.
Correct. That's how jury works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jared, you're the guy drawing the caricature in the corner.
Okay.
All right? Nice.
I'm really bad at art, but
I know, but we're gonna need to see it when we're done. Because there's no cameras allowed in this courtroom.
Oh, I'll write it in my mind.
What is the person called that types everything that's said?
Stenographer?
Yeah, that can be Jared. He's got a keyboard.
Jared, are you writing this down?
I can, yeah.
Imagine instead of a caricature.
Shorthand's fine, and then you can type it all out later.
Okay, it's bullet points.
Yeah. Instead of a caricature, they did like a clay molding of the actual person. Kind of like statue. A bobblehead almost.
Do you guys remember on Spy Kids when the guy would make the things out of clay really fast?
No.
Spy Kids 2.
Is that 2?
Yeah, well, Spy Kids 2 is where he makes the animals out of clay, like the spider monkey.
And then he puts it in a thing and then it creates it.
Oh, yeah. It's like an easy bake oven for kids.
Yeah.
For
living, breathing things.
Yeah, correct.
But, Anyways, guys, the news is I'm going to be a dad.
Let's go.
I am gonna be a dad. I finally did it.
Congrats on the sex, number one.
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
True.
That is true.
Could be a phantom pregnancy.
Yep.
And it is Anne, by the way.
Good.
Got that checked off.
Nice.
So let's go. I'm gonna be having a kid this summer, which should bring all sorts of conversations on the podcast.
Yes.
So you guys are going to need to also now refer to me as daddy. Number one. Number two, already know what the gender is.
Oh, are you revealing now?
I am revealing now.
You are revealing. This is good. I need all the evidence.
Or maybe I shouldn't.
Up to you. I think you should do a gender reveal on pod because you fucking love gender reveals.
We could decorate things pink and blue.
We are not going to do that.
Damn it.
We could get some party poppers. You could do it on Patreon.
What would we call? Yeah.
Anne already double crossed me already about it.
Really?
We're both on the same page. We're not doing a gender reveal. Mm-hmm. Like, thankfully. It's just you guys know
you
me.
Can't. Yeah, you. I mean, you can't.
I think I've been very public about how much I hate them. And then I find out she bought a fucking cake with the color on the inside when you cut it open. I was like, we're not doing that.
No, you have
to. And we already know what the gender is. It'd be different if it was like.
Do your families know the gender yet?
Yeah.
So what's it for?
It's for the Instagram post.
No.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I'm sure today when this comes out, we'll have a photo of us with the ultrasound and then you'll probably swipe over and it'll just be a cake.
So you haven't taken cake photos yet?
Well, I'm not taking a cake.
You have to.
I'm not doing it.
Photo needs to be you cutting the cake and pulling the slice out.
You should be blurred out in the back. Bulk it out, just eating a piece of the cake.
That is a good option.
I am going to eat
the cake.
You could do a rack focus.
I'm not
going to
like it.
I think you should do a rack focus boomerang of back and forth from your face to the cake.
And I was like, well, why can't you just say the gender in the caption?
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe use another prop of.
It's just like you can take the basic white girl. How do I do that? Scenario.
You can take
the girl out of the basic, but you can't take the basic out of the girl.
Yeah, so
I don't know. It doesn't
work.
That's
a great way to put it, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Just doesn't matter what, how much farting talk and man talk I do around the house. It's just regardless, Anne is who she is, and she's gonna need that cake.
Yep. And that's her. That's,
so I guess she's going to have her cake and eat it too.
So are you guys going to have a slice of cake, throw it in the freezer, and then maybe have a bite when the baby's born?
We will not be doing that.
It's going in the garbage.
So. Yeah.
No, bring it to, if you have leftovers, bring it to work.
Yeah. No, what I should do is before she can take the photo of the cake, I should just eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was what I was going to go into next. You could just bring it. We could all enjoy it right here.
Yes.
I think we should throw Miles a gender reveal party on the pod.
We did that. I would agree.
A gender reveal party. We did bachelor potties.
No, we're not doing that. Not a chance.
Maybe one day.
So I'm starting to think if you want to know the gender, you got to go to the Instagram posts on my page.
Are you? Oh, you're posting the cake?
Well, I'm sure it'll be on Instagram. It'll be like a both of us will post it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
thought
this don't accept that, Anne's going to be very concerned. If I don't accept the collaboration post,
bags packed.
I was busy.
So maybe we do that.
Are you going to get real?
No, we should say.
We got to do it here.
Are you going to get cute with the Instagram post? Like Photoshop a black and white bush light into the ultrasound?
Could. That's actually a good idea.
That is actually not a bad idea. Don't do a camel one. I really won't be able to see it.
So should I reveal the gender?
You have to at this point. People
drum
are.
Roll.
Well, I actually think Jared and I are the only ones that haven't discussed this personally. So you don't know what the gender is, correct?
I have no idea.
What do you think it is? Boy or girl?
I think it's a boy.
Okay. You guys already know.
We know.
Yep.
Sorry. Jared, it is a boy.
Hey!
Let's go!
That's huge, dude. That deserves a fist bump.
What a relief! No, I'm just kidding. No, in all honesty, I didn't really care what one, but...
You just wanted it to be healthy.
Yeah. It's actually found out as having a boy. Then it's like, let's go, let's go. Huge. First one's a boy.
Football.
Ryan and Tyler know how to get that done as well.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we're going to have a football team here soon with all three of us.
Yep.
Jared, you got to catch up.
We're one man short for a basketball team right now.
I know. my guy will be the point guard.
My kids are going to be liabilities.
Yeah, you can be the guys taking charges.
Yeah.
Slap the floor.
Now my kids are going to be taking charges.
No, your kid's going to be standing in the corner trying to shoot three bombs, then shoots it off the side of the basketball hoop. Anyways, I digress. No, but then I started thinking, like, if you have a girl, it's kind of a shared responsibility between mom and dad, I feel, to, like, make sure they turn out good. You know, mom talks about periods and shit with her. You say, hey, don't date any fuck boys, you know, all that.
Yeah.
I'm on my own here.
For
with
sure.
A boy.
For sure. Yeah.
It is now how this boy turns out is solely on me.
I think it's accurate description.
You are the example that is being set for me.
I know. And so it was kind of a post-nut clarity situation for me. It was a delayed post-nut clarity in that after after I realized it was a boy, it was this veil of pressure just fell over top of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you have a girl, they want to grow up and marry someone who is as good, if not better, than their dad, right? But a boy is like, we don't think that way when it comes to I feel like it's just, that's just how it is. So yes, it is on you for the, what do they call it, Burt's Bees? Birds and bees talk.
Well, that's, I don't know if that's all true. But knowing Anne, that conversation will not go well between my son and her if that's happening. So
yeah, no, that's
probably I'm going to have to do it.
For sure.
A lot of condom talk in that, you know. Hey, son, see this little guy here? This can be a lifesaver.
If I had one of these, you wouldn't be here.
And trust me, all you got to do is talk to my buddy Tyler about this, and he'll tell you that you shouldn't use one.
Yeah, actually,
don't
use
talk
his
to him.
As the use Tyler as the example when it comes to Burt's Bees.
Please don't use me.
For all bad examples of my child, I'm just going to refer to Tyler. Mm-hmm.
That's better. Just don't use me in the birds and bees talk.
Why? You do be fucking.
I do be fucking, but you don't need to sit down and like, all right, buddy, time for the birds and the bees.
Tyler,
you know Tyler.
Ryan, now that I view the world different now that I'm going to have a kid, I started really thinking, how can I monetize this kid? You know, so I actually have been talking to the folks now for about 2 months about how we can work Ice Mountain into labor. You know, I want Ice Mountain to be the official hydration station for me going into labor. But I mean,
it's a team effort, though.
I'm going to be laboring as well. I heard I don't even get a chair to sit in. So that put that aside. I got some good ideas. I want to bounce them off you. Mm. See what you think. So Ice Mountain. Well, one, I'll be wearing just like I have this foam trucker hat on that says Meat Without Feet. Instead, it should be the Ice Mountain logo. I'll be wearing it. All of the doctors and nurses will be wearing it.
Checks out.
Doctors and nurses, masks, gowns, and gowns will just be littered with Ice Mountain logos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then basically have a camelback of Ice Mountain sitting there for Ann to hydrate. Well, I imagine you want to be hydrated when you're doing that.
Imagine trying to drink water out of one of those little white foam cups.
And I've already talked to the baby, and we decided we're going to exchange all of the womb fluid with Ice Mountain.
Yeah, no more amniotic.
Correct. That doesn't sound fun at all. So when the baby comes out, it's going to be when the water breaks, the water is going to be Ice Mountain.
Correct. Yeah.
Then when the baby comes out, it's going to be all sorts of Ice Mountain goo everywhere. Then we're going to wash him off we're going to basically baptize him in Ice Mountain to get all
that's
the goo
a great
off.
Idea.
And really, I mean, I don't even think I need to breastfeed the kid. I think it's just straight Ice Mountain.
You could sell all that breast milk to bodybuilders and just give your kid Ice Mountain.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the plan. Let's so speak a little. I have to still run this by Anne.
Of course she'll accept.
But, you know, Ice Mountain, I think, is already on board. Mm-hmm. So
you could still get the little breast milk bags, like little 4 ounces or whatever, and just fill it with Ice Mountain.
Well,
and
I'm way ahead of you. They already started developing the packaging for it.
Perfect. You know, like the applesauce squeezables that they have for kids? That's just the Ice Mountain squeezable.
Yep. So thanks, Ice Mountain, for sponsoring labor.
Yeah, quick suggestion. You could do a bathtub birth full of Ice Mountain.
You could do that, too.
Water birth.
Yep. You could home birth.
That is a really good idea. I may have to change all of our plans for that, Jared. Sorry. I'll talk to Ice Mountain. We'll see.
Yeah. They'll send you a pallet.
Guys, there's just no other water that I would trust the birth of my child with than Ice Mountain. So if that's not a reason to drink it, I don't know what is.
Well, even just like you need to just like wipe your face down, kind of do like a quick body wipe in the hospital. Reg Ice Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be sweating like a fiend, and then I can just take a quick Ice Mountain shower afterwards. Yeah.
Sweating like a fiend, clean as a bean.
After, yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We still got a long pregnancy left to go. Been going good so far. You know, though, what has been nice is kind of going somewhat last in this group because, you know, we don't know if Jared's going to have kids or not. So I'm just saying I'm going last out of us three. I have watched you guys botch this over and over to where I've been taking notes and realizing what to do and what not to do. And you guys just thought I wasn't listening to any of your shit. You thought I wasn't paying attention to any photos.
That's good, though.
You would show me, Ryan, but I've just been taking notes going, I ain't going to do that. That was dumb.
So, no. We were also
Tyler,
taking notes.
Okay. Tyler.
Dragon kid under. Yeah,
don't scrape your kid's face on the concrete.
That's a good one to know.
It is. Yeah, I learned from that.
We've also been taking notes of all the parenting shit you've been talking And we will be checking in on your parenting skills. If that kid even so much has the tiniest shred of light in their room at night, you'll never hear the end of it. No blackout. Fucking night lights. Better be night blackout light shades.
Why would you think I would allow light in his room? Well, no, I think what I said. I think what I said was once you hit like 4, you don't get a night light anymore. Something like that. Jared, you have to do one of your history on that.
There are situations too where you will deviate from the mental plan just make something happen, just to make them go to bed or get in the tub or whatever. You will have to deviate from the mental notebook you've been taking.
The amount of phone
in small aspects.
I don't think I've taken any mental notes on that. It's more so like some of the decisions you guys have made.
Yeah, strap them into the car seat. That's one. I will admit that was a big miss. The amount of phone calls from Santa I've gotten in the last month to get my 4-year-old to do stuff. It's an old, true and tried trick. It's so effective.
Well, that's if my kid. I mean, my kid's going to be so smart that he's just going to sniff out that Santa's not really fast. Like, probably, what, year and a half?
That's all my kid is, yeah. And he knows not. I mean, he knows.
He does.
Yeah, he knows that reindeer aren't scooting him around the world in a matter of how many hours.
We don't know that, though.
Well, it's not about speed, it's about endurance. He's got a 24-hour period. He follows the sun.
That's very true, actually.
But regardless, I've been taking notes, and let's just say I'm not going to fuck up as bad as you guys have.
I mean, I think that's the point, though. Everybody does. I took notes from I'm doing shit that my dad did.
Wait, this is... Post notes is your parent.
Think about it. Every kid that's born.
This is with advice already.
Yep.
Holy shit.
And eventually one day there will be the perfect parent.
Just I don't know. I feel like I'm only gonna take parenting advice from ChatGPT from here on.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I tell you what though, and this is a big sorry to Ann, but the pregnancy brain thing is unbelievable.
It is very real.
I'll come home at night and Anne will just have pop toast in the toaster that she never ate or put like any, just still in the toaster from when she put it in there. And it'll look like a tornado came through the house. There's just cereal boxes everywhere. It's insane.
So she had a bag of cereal here the other day and it wasn't. I was dipping my hand in there a couple times. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not bad having dry cereal around.
Yeah,
it's just more so. It's just. It's like because of it. I now we have flip flopped roles. I was the one always making the mess, and now I'm the one that has to clean up.
The hormonal roller coaster that Anne is about to go on over the next whatever 7 months. I don't know how far along she is. It's pretty fun to watch. Because she's going to go from this.
But
There's certain times that are not fun. Don't get me wrong. But she's going to go from the cereal monster digging out of the bag with her pop toast in the toaster to 7 months pregnant. And she's going to do what they call nesting, where they just clean everything and they want to do projects and they have all this energy. And then all of a sudden, there's like, awesome. Nope, I want to eat a whole jar of queso. It's interesting to watch.
Fuck, you're gonna have to let the laundry build up for another 5-6 months.
Honestly.
But when was the nesting period? Because I'm not doing shit.
It does kick in when they're pretty popped. So I would say like 6 or 7 months. I can't remember off the top.
I gotta clean for another 3 months.
Sucks.
It's the way the cookie's been crumbling.
Yep.
From my experience, I mean, it's like.
Also, huge sigh of relief that I'm not infertile.
Massive sigh. It's got, I mean, you had
like with all the stuff online, I know a lot of people struggle with it. Mm-hmm. And so then you're going into it like, what am I? And able to get it done was a big sigh of relief. Also, like, kind of go out to the people that can't. I get it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Get the stress.
Yep.
Because you know, you start trying, it doesn't happen right away, and you're like, oh God, what, when, what?
Yeah, is it me? Who? What's going on? Mm-hmm. How do I fix this?
So stay strong, everyone out there that's having trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I saw this on a TikTok or somewhere else, but I swear to God, growing up, they acted like if you just breathed on a girl the wrong way, you would get her pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just not the way that it works.
I think it's the show Glee, where like a girl gets pregnant, she tells her boyfriend it's because they were making out in the hot tub and he nutted in the hot tub and it got in there and he believed her. And I was like 13. I'm like, oh fuck.
I just did that last week.
That can happen. I was like, I'm never getting to a hot tub with a girl ever.
Yeah. I don't pee in hot tubs.
Let alone
your
sisters. That would be bad.
That would be terrible.
Oh, you're really bad.
Luckily, we got past that stage.
Yeah, yep. We got a hot tub pregnancy on our hands. Yeah. So
what? So okay. So first question: has your social feed, is it now turning into kids and dad shit and all that kind of?
But Ann's is.
Just yeah, wait till you Google your first parent thing. Like at first time you have a question about your kid.
Oh, I've already been Googling parenting things because you guys tell me stuff and then I'm like, that sounds like bullshit.
Well, then
I go to check it and you guys are totally wrong.
And then every ad on every social media will be some sort of parenting thing.
There's a couple times when my kid was really, probably like 4 or 5 months old and he was screaming his head off at 10, 11 at night. I got to a point mentally where I would put his mouth right next to my ear and just let him scream into my ear. It felt like it dulled the pain a little bit.
You know, just what? Make it calm. Not what I'm gonna take.
Yeah, it's like, hey, if
it's kind of a, is that all you fucking
yeah,
got?
Pretty much.
That's all you got.
One that I use if my kids are crying and screaming for no reason, I just start crying and screaming, and they're like, "What the fuck is dad doing?" They stop every time.
Well, one, I'm never going to let my kids see me cry. I mean, that's like 101.
Not real tears.
Being a dad.
If I ever saw my dad cry, I would have just left. I was like, okay, well, I need to find someone who's strong in a household.
Are you going to tell him that you love him?
Yeah.
Early on.
When's that?
Before he can start remembering shit.
It'll look a lot like a bell curve, right? It'll be like, well, actually, no, it won't look like a bell curve.
A reverse bell curve.
It'll more so look like a downhill skiing mountain.
Okay.
Be very high at the start and very low at the end.
Like a black diamond.
No. That it'll spike again at the very, very end.
Yeah. When I'm dying.
Yep.
Yeah. I love you so much.
I didn't tell you that's enough for...
Please wipe my ass.
I wiped your ass for so many years. You have to wipe mine.
Yeah.
Question. Are you going to do any parenting classes?
God, no.
What do you mean by parenting
unless
class?
I get forced to by ass.
I will only recommend one because I told you guys I did them all the first pregnancy. The only one I think you should do is CPR.
Yeah, that wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you just bang on the back of the kid and you're good. You're fucking palm to back and you're like solid.
All for dinner.
Yeah.
I watched Wolf of Wall Street when he gives Jonah Hill CPR when they're fucked up on lewds. It can't be that much different.
If anything, that's probably harder.
And you know the harder.
Did you see how big Jonah Hill was in that movie?
A grown man on lewds and a baby have the same mental capacity.
Correct. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's kind of funny is you can see how this is the most active Tyler's been in a podcast in 2 months. Yeah.
He's seasoned.
He loves having kids.
It's like secondhand baby fever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's the reason Jared sits in a different room is because there's maybe something in the air in the studio that just gets a significant other pregnant?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know what could be in the air that causes that, but could be. Do you guys have any advice for me as I go through this?
I just have one thing that you need to buy, and this is a non-negotiable. You have to get the car seat that revolves around and faces out of the door versus having the stagnant one that you have to like lift over top and then you're...
What model is it, you know?
Graco, I think.
The Graco 201?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I already have plans to get the Graco 202. So that will be
cool. Or I can pass
100 miles away.
Mine will actually rotate, and it's like a gimbal. if I want the kid to be upside down.
It actually pulls out of the door.
Sure, yeah.
Like a slide tray, so you don't even have to duck into the
car. It's kind of like a handicap actually, van. The
Grayscale 202 will actually Grayscale. Just come with a will come with a butler who just puts the kid in there for me. So
that is not my future. So
thanks for the advice, but no thanks. I already got that covered.
Well, no, I'm just making sure you go one tier up from what I have.
Yeah.
You also have to get a good diaper. Garbage is huge.
Yeah. Dude, because diaper genie. Don't get the tall, skinny white one. They can hold like 7 diapers.
That's what I have.
I was kind of planning. I hate it. I was kind of planning on just dropping them out the window.
That works too. Of the nursery too.
And then just, you know, collect them.
Have a diaper chute. Like you just have it's like a laundry chute for
PVC pipe down the window, down to a trash can outside.
Yep.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea at all.
It's a great idea, actually.
Yes, it is.
It's Tube City.
Tube City for diapers.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to tear apart my entire house and get a real Tube City diapers. Gross. That'd be if it wasn't busted open in the tube.
Like, yeah, I got clogged.
Halfway down to the garbage chute and your house just reeks.
You need to Tube City-fy the entire nursery. You know, like the shop vacuums and like a wood shop that suck up the sawdust? You need one of those. Just wipe their ass with it. Just sends it outside in some compost or something. And then you need it for the diapers as well.
So I'm just gonna have a shit vacuum.
Correct.
I don't that one.
Yeah, that works.
No, shit back.
That one I'm out on.
No, that's great branding too.
I think actually though, I'm obviously very excited to have a child. The one thing I'm not looking forward to is all the shit.
There's a lot.
Literally, of shit.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then you start talking about that with your wife of like.
How many poops did they have today?
This is the biggest shit that I've seen. Yeah. This is the biggest morning shit I've ever witnessed.
At some point, Miles, in the next year, you're going to have a different human shit under your fingernail.
For sure.
This is not what I want to hear.
You just like keep the fingernail short. So you got to take some self-care time. The
problem is I'm a fingernail biter, so that's bad news.
Oof. Yeah.
You'll know. System.
I'll wear gloves.
Gloves are fine. Yeah.
Or just don't do it.
But like field dressing gloves that go all the way up to your shoulder.
Jared says just don't do it. Not bad advice either.
Honestly, you're starting to speak my language, Jared.
Just revert back to the 50s. Yeah. You don't have to change a fucking diaper.
And Ann better have her makeup on before I wake up in the morning.
And breakfast ready.
That's right. I'm in purgatory right now doing all the work while she's pregnant. And then once that baby pops out, it better flip.
Yeah, you're
not getting up once.
I'm doing all the work.
You're up 45 points at half right now.
Thank you.
You can coast second half.
I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best.
One piece of actual diaper changing advice. Especially when
I don't really want diaper changing advice.
Get a bidet.
You want this advice.
No, I know, but I just don't. Let's not ruin what I have going right now in that I don't have to worry about changing diapers.
We'll let it happen to you then.
I want to hear. I would like to hear the advice for my own diaper changing.
When they're real little babies. Especially with boys, right when you take their diaper off and the air hits their junk, it triggers a response for them to pee.
You've talked about this on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just letting you know, reminding you.
I think I mentioned I had to hand shield.
Yep.
Straight up, and it's what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah. The move is to just have the other diaper ready to go, so you don't have to get piss on your hands.
Or welder's mask.
Welder's mask is not a bad idea. Goggles.
I think literally the last time we talked about this, we said COVID clear mask. We literally have had this.
Oh, the face shield. Yeah. The face shield.
We've literally had this exact conversation about Tyler's kids pissing in his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never got to my face.
When it comes to
I regret asking you guys for advice. What about stuff that doesn't have to deal with their shit?
Okay. Non-shit question. When it comes to communication with your little guy, are you going to talk down to their age? Are you going to baby talk right away? And then are you going to, you know, are we going to throw out animal noises?
Well, which language are you talking?
I'm talking
English.
Well, my kid I plan to make him trilingual, quadlingual.
Okay.
English, French, Spanish. And then those sign language as well.
Okay. Okay.
Should add man.
So what you have a different language for each day of the week, essentially.
No, we'll just float in and out of it during the day.
Sure. Throw them off.
Go you know, like French probably to... most of the time when we eat dinner will be like French time.
Yeah. That's what you're eating.
Yeah. Debate. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a taco bar.
We're going to eat a lot of fucking pasta.
Yeah. Hey, that's Italian. Hey, you got to eat a lot of French fries.
No, we're going to have to eat a lot of French fries.
French toast.
Yeah. The one thing
that like is going to be the quickest thing I'll just give up on. Is like, you know, like, oh yeah, we'll feed our kid like good food once he's eaten. And then in like 2 weeks, it'll be fucking fish sticks and chicken nuggets.
That air fryer's gonna be your best fucking friend.
Yeah. Well, he's got a convection oven.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need
it. He doesn't need an air fryer. Even he does have one, but yeah. I would say, not to brag, we're a good year and a half of like pretty good healthy eating for the most part. Last, I did deviate.
Milk is healthy.
Very healthy. I did deviate last night. We went cheddar brats.
Wait, so he is eating hard food now? I got a lot
actually
to learn
just start
that.
Yeah.
I think that's the most confusing thing about having a kid is when do they eat normal food and when don't they? I mean, Ryan's kid's been eating breast milk for a year and a half.
Yeah, shout out my wife.
Yeah, they don't de-thaw it. It's just in the cube still frozen.
Yeah, no, we don't we thaw it. We usually de-thaw it right when we bag it up. We had cheddar brats last night, but we also had cottage cheese and we had peas and carrots. Mm. So 33% deviation.
Cheddar brats aren't
you gotta stay strong. You have to, if you tell yourself you're gonna do it, you have to do it.
The biggest thing is my child going to turn out like me? Or like Anne?
Probably a mix.
That's a good question because
it ain't 50-50 down the middle. It's never 50-50.
No.
And if I get a kid like me, it's going to fucking suck. Arguing with everything.
Yeah.
Always right. Smarting off. Never doing their homework.
Yep.
I think it'll be good.
I mean, the
for
list
you.
Just goes on and won't go to bed.
Crazy athletic.
I mean, yeah, just smoking hot, really, sexy.
Jared, come on.
Jared knows Christmas bonus.
just a smoking hot hunk. You know?
Yeah.
But star football player.
Yeah. If he sees any color on his
Midwest
plate,
Midwest media, multi-million billion view media person, you know, it's like,
be awful.
It's going to be the fucking worst.
If he sees any sort of color on his plate, it's going at the window immediately.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Peas and
now,
carrots at the window.
If I get a kid like Anne, I mean, you guys aren't even going to probably know that I have a kid showing up here because it's going to be so easy. I will have no complaints. I will be fully rested. I won't ever be cranky. It just will be so pleasant.
Yeah. You'll go through a box of cereal in a couple of days. Nothing will get stale.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, the amount of cereal this kid's already consuming.
Oh, that is true.
Sorry. Side note. Yeah. Grandma is making the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Pie for Christmas. I will bring some in.
Let's go. So she said it can be done.
Yep. She's going to do it the same way she does the graham cracker crust, but just use Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Let's go, dude. Also, another point on top of that, I went to Pizza Ranch Sunday. I did look for a frozen dessert pizza, all out.
But they have them?
They had them.
Okay.
They didn't, but they do.
My kid's birthday party was on Sunday. Got Pizza Ranch for that party.
I forgot to
cactus bread gone immediately.
Update on the pizza piles between the two of you.
Pretty bad.
Ryan.
Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not just great in a like a yeah, they were
let's just say that the pizza piles are undefeated. Mm-hmm. You can't go to Pizza Ranch and not have the piles.
No. No.
So
their dessert pizza, they also had slivered almonds on it. So it was kind of like you know, little healthy little knot.
Also, that's what's weird. Funny about, so you know, you go to your first appointment and stuff and I'm sitting there, one, I've never been to the doctor and not been the subject matter
for sure. Yep.
Right. Mm. You know, like even as, maybe as a kid when my brother was sick, we would go. But since then, I've never been to the doctor and not been the one that was getting questioned and whatnot. It is trying to, it's like when your little brother would get in trouble and you wouldn't, and you would just be sitting there enjoying the fact that he's getting yelled at.
Yeah.
It was so nice to go to the doctor and just be like straight up chilling.
Yeah.
You know, you don't got to do, you know, if you're wearing a sweatshirt, you got to take your arm out for the blood pressure check and all that. I'm just chilling.
You don't got to get a glob of KY on your tummy.
No, no, yeah. God, no.
Here's reading a 6-month-old Sports Illustrated.
Also, yeah. Also, it's side note, first appointment. The listening to the heartbeat thing is a racket and a half. So we didn't do an ultrasound. We did that later. But on the first appointment, like, yeah, we're going to listen to the heartbeat, make sure it's there, all this stuff. Our doctor pulls out what appeared to be a ham radio of some sort. I mean, this
from the 90s.
It was either a ham radio or a kid's like play radio, you know, with like the cash register where you like can talk into it. And it's,
it sounds like this.
Yep.
It's literally this handheld device with like a cord, and it looks like something out of Toy Story. It starts rubbing it on the belly, and you just start hearing all these weird noises.
Jeez, Anna.
Couldn't find the heartbeat for good 4 to 5 minutes.
And you panic for the last three of those.
Well, no, I was just kind of like, this is the best system we've got. Is this little, like, it looks like it takes like AAA batteries.
Dude, yeah.
Shouldn't you be plugged in a wall or something? Yeah,
it says Fisher Price on it.
Yeah, it was like, what the hell is this? Yeah. Then all of a sudden she starts like pointing it one way, and we start literally, like, I swear to God, we started picking up radio frequency from a radio station in this thing.
Yeah, where are you at? What are you hauling?
That's what I thought.
We're hauling a baby.
And then all of a sudden, the heartbeat, apparently, I still don't know, comes on. She's like, oh, there it is. Okay.
She didn't let you listen?
No, it's just like, that's how hard it was to find it. She could only find it for like 3 seconds. And then it was done, and Ann and I were looking at each other like, I didn't hear dick. It just sounded like the same old.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And
so that was kind of a racket.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I can't get him to turn around. Or they're like in the wrong position, or they're like, you know.
I don't know. But racket and a half on that machine. You just got to be something easier.
Yeah, I mean,
2023, we put a man on the moon in 69.
Yeah,
once they do, like, and you've had like the visual ultrasound that you can see now.
He's there, he's chilling.
Yeah, and then they could like those zoom huge in and show you the heart beating.
I couldn't tell if it was arm or his hog, but something's there.
His baby's arm.
Yeah, it was either his forearm or his hog.
Wait, doc, you're saying he has three arms?
Yeah. Oh, great. We got a freak on our hands.
This Birds and Bees stock is really going to go south quick. But, Dad.
Yeah, hopefully he knows how to work that thing, because I won't have any advice for him. But so to end the first appointment, I'm sitting there, though, like enjoying my time, you know, but I'm kind of like, what am I doing? You know, so I actually point blank asked the doctor, I go, so how many of these do I need to be at? And she was like, oh, well, you know, like a lot of times the first one, the dad comes to almost all of them.
Yeah.
Almost all. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, I think I missed one, and that maybe was just a blood draw type of deal. I don't know. So
first go around, I didn't miss any. Second go around, I knew which ones I wanted to be
you're
at
chilling.
And needed to be at.
Yeah. Tyler had Tyler had class on appointment day. Yeah, you had to get to a college
wrestling
court.
Practice.
No,
he had freshman orientation on his baby's second kid's appointment.
Yeah, he had Parks and Rec baseball Tuesdays at 9:30.
His dorm RA had to all hands meeting for the floor that he had to be at. Couldn't miss. And it was mostly just about throwing away your paper towels in the bathroom.
It's mainly about how the communal showers keep getting drains keep getting plugged
guys
up.
I gotta remind you again, quit jerking off in the
house. Yeah, we had that talk multiple times, and then it was always the soccer guys down the hall.
They didn't tell us. They just put signs up. Buddies.
Like, yeah.
They were sick.
Your college buddies were constantly pumping that drain full of liquids.
And no, they weren't pouring out half empty water bottles.
So, anyways, I'm now in it. I'm committed.
Yep.
Okay, so you obviously have the room where the nursery is going to go.
Yeah.
Shiplap? No shiplap.
Not shiplap.
If you do need help putting it up, I will assist.
You guys heard that here.
I did hear that.
All right, I plan on putting it up some Saturday and Sunday from 7 p.m. to like 11:30 p.m.
That's fine.
I'm still in.
It's on a weekend.
You guys let me know when you finish. I'll put the trim on because we know it's not going to
get right. I got the trim. That's fine.
No, you clearly don't know how to do that.
I got the trim. It's all good.
Okay.
No, I got some advice. It's like the nursery is not that big of a deal right away.
They'll be in your room mostly.
Yeah, so I figure... They're in a, how long are they in the room? What, 3 months?
Up to you. Typically, yeah.
Yeah, 2-3 months.
Okay, so let's say 3 months. So I basically still have 9 months to get that nursery done.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, mine wasn't fully finished before. I don't think mine was fully finished before he got here.
That sounds like exactly the plan that I am on.
But maybe I should have done it earlier because then the trim would have gotten up.
Yeah, but tomato, tomato. Yeah. You weren't going to do it anyway.
He doesn't care. He hasn't talked to you about the trim yet, has he?
No.
Yeah, you're good.
Nope. I can tell, though, sometimes when I see him, he's like, gives you a little bit of a side eye towards
he's
you.
Thinking about it.
Kind of like fucking that trimless fucking guy. Just tell.
It is what he looks at every night before he goes to bed, so...
Jared, do you have any final parenting advice for me now that I am going to be a parent?
Jared said one kid and he let it die.
Jared, do you have any advice?
I would say just give him an iPad. Put him in front
no,
of
an
iPad.
Jared.
I have been thinking about the iPad quite a bit. Because, like, one,
where
I,
you
would,
at on?
I would like my kid early on to know how many subscribers I have.
Hell yeah. You got to set the tone early.
Yeah, I need him to go to school and brag about it.
Just a bunch of downloaded You Betcha YouTube videos.
Yeah. Plus, the extra watch views could help.
Yeah. I mean, because think of the kids at daycare that all have iPads. Like, we can, the views
you
can rack up.
What are they going to talk about? You right. Know?
They're in there listening to this podcast.
Hey, you got to make money somehow.
Are you... Okay, sorry. Where are you at
you
on
have
the
to app? Sit and watch my videos on YouTube so we can make the money back I'm spending on you.
There we go. That hospital bill is hefty.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Also, right? Big thing about the hospital, just... So, your wife gets her food for free, but you have to pay for yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, what... I mean... If you thought my wife was eating what she was ordering, you would have thought, I mean, you would have thought 500 pounds. But you just have to stack your food order on top of theirs so you can also you get it for free.
Yeah, it's no questions asked. Mom can have as much food as she wants.
Okay.
Mentally written.
I mean, I don't think I'm as big of a cheapskate as you are.
No, it's not even.
Well, it's like $25 for like a piece of pizza that's been sitting in there for 3 days.
Yeah, it's not even about that anymore. It's now they have the dad menu. You don't even get to order off the good mom menu.
Yeah,
the dad menu blows.
Unless you're smart. Like
you guys aren't going to the right hospital.
I'm assuming you're going to the same hospital we went to.
No, I got one that's like super gourmet.
You're probably going to go in the same room
as me. He got a breakfast, lunch, dinner buffet downstairs.
I carved into the wall Tyler was here, so you'll know.
Jesus.
And then it just says like Tyler was here again and again and again and again.
I just put tally.
Yeah. Also, when you're in the hospital room, you got to take advantage of the hot tub in there or like the kind of like the spa tub, if you will.
There's a spa in there?
Yeah.
Probably has a sauna. our hotel. It's going to basically be a hotel. Hospital, I meant.
Let's do it at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Do that four seasons. We deliver babies and you can have a nice vacation.
We're going to have our kid at a boutique hospital, you know.
Five rooms. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, buffet.
We're renting out the suite, so we'll have a kitchenette and like a couch area where I can sprawl out.
Yeah, it's
cold
a
tub.
A BB.
Couldn't get the king bed though, so I just have two queens.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a BB&B. It's a bed, breakfast, and birthing.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's actually not a bad model.
Bed, breakfast, and birthing.
If it's a long labor, you're fucked for lunch and supper, but
yeah. You can run down quick.
Yeah.
Another quick piece of advice. I might have told this already, but so I went in, I tried to stop at the gas station before we got there.
I know you told us.
So I mean, once we got there, I was a 5-hour energy and a cup of coffee deep with nothing in my stomach, almost passed out. And I became the main subject for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's amazing that you were even able to survive the birth. You get wife had
empty stomach, 5-hour energy and a cup of coffee.
Well,
don't do that.
I've actually had a talk with my kid and I told him we're not doing early mornings. Like we're not doing labor early mornings. Yeah, we're going to go late morning, early afternoon.
Yeah. You should take lunch around 1 p.m.
And honestly, actually probably like around I told him probably around 5 that I can get a full work day in and then we can get the thing wham bam thank you ma'am be home for dinner.
Do you remember when Tyler had
this is like what the plan is.
Tyler had to leave the podcast for the birth of his second. Was it your second?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. I left mid-pod.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times you're gone and it's all blended together, I guess.
And count on one hand. That's one of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
guys, I'm having a kid. I'm finally going to be a dad. I finally can live up to all those videos.
Yeah.
Me being a dad.
Is Caleb in the realm of names?
Hey, I don't want to throw it out for sure.
Keep it in there.
Well, yeah. As we get closer, we'll have to have the patrons submit names.
Yeah, that's what we'll do for 2,000 patrons. We'll let them decide your kid's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll float that around with Ann, see what she thinks. Okay.
Yeah, it could be a Patreon name too. I mean,
Barry.
Yeah.
Barry McCockiner Montplaisir. That actually kind of rolls.
It does, yeah.
I mean, the kid's fucked on a Scantron test, filling in all those bubbles. Barry McCockiner Montplaisir is the longest name.
Yeah, there's not enough line to put the kid's name on. It's going to have to bleed out into the,
it's
into
gonna
the test.
Add, yeah, just put M, period.
Yeah, BMM.
So, we'll see.
Well, congrats to you two. It's super exciting. I was hoping you'd have a boy. I had a, I guessed girl when I told Tyler in his ear when you were about to tell us.
Also, side note on the having a boy, in my generation of my family, I'm the first one to have a boy that can carry on my last name.
Yep.
That's huge.
So big kudos to me for being the one that could get that done.
Big, that's
my brother,
huge.
Cousin, all that, they couldn't get it done, but the name lives on, baby. It doesn't die with me.
That's huge.
So,
same.
Not to brag.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, should we take a break?
Let's do it. Yep.
Guys, we are getting close to Christmas. No better gift to give than a holiday gas card. Or gift card, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the other advantage, and this hits way closer to home now that I'm having my own kid.
Yeah.
I already didn't want kids to go hungry. Mm-hmm. Now I doubly don't want to have kids go hungry.
Yep.
And so how much of gift cards?
Purchase a holiday gift card and help fight childhood hunger.
So that every gift card that they sell, they are donating money to No Kid Hungry.
Correct.
Which is a great cause. And so if you didn't already have a reason to get a holiday gift card, the gift of gas and snacks for a loved one this Christmas.
It's kind of a double gift. Like your family member gets the gift card and then you get the gift of feeling really good about doing something good.
Yep,
exactly. Yep. That's what this whole season's about. So guys, go into holiday, get a gift card, donate some money to No Kid Hungry automatically.
Mm.
Win-win. Everyone's having a good Christmas.
Don't pass gas.
Turn on in to holiday gas stations. All right, Jared. There's no way that my day can be ruined after last segment. So let's hear some questions, baby.
Rhonda Rosby asks, who would Miles most likely and least likely allow to repair a toilet in the new bunker?
I mean,
Jake is number one, least likely.
I was going
to
say
it. Because he'll get it apart to fix it, and then he'll just walk off.
Yeah.
He'll see a butterfly out the window and just go watch that.
He'll walk off for about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll just keep walking.
I will have to threaten firing him for him to get the job done. And if you guys think that that's extreme and it's like you wouldn't actually do that, I literally had to do that.
Yeah.
At the old office, he was in charge of hanging the TVs on the walls. And I literally had to tell him on like a Thursday, I go, Jake, if Monday morning at 9 a.m., those TVs are not hung, you are fired. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
You are fired. Turns out he got the TVs hung.
Yeah.
So,
and people listening might think that's harsh, but it was 5 months.
Yep.
Of having the duty to hang the TVs and not getting them hung.
And it wasn't like Jake was maybe thought it was his job, or maybe he thought someone else. It was specifically
nobody else
tasked
was involved
to him day one.
Now, most likely to.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would like to see a little bit of teamwork from the Breakfast Ball boys. I think that if I tasked each one of you separately, you would get it done. No problem. But I would like to see you guys as kind of a team building exercise to see how fast you can get it done together.
We would have it done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, we would.
We have two different styles of brains that work very well together.
I think.
I feel like Tyler's the guy who's going to step back, maybe consider the angles, mm-hmm. figure out what approach to. Ryan's going to just start ripping shit off of it.
Which I think will work.
Draw my fire.
I'll watch him start ripping stuff off. I'll observe the things that are wrong with it.
It'll be a lot of, you shouldn't have ripped that one off.
Yeah, we'll have to put that back on.
Yeah, and then about 30 minutes later, we'll just have to end up calling a plumber of some sort.
Yeah, or I think option one is YouTube it ourselves and then plumber after that.
Yep. Plumber.
Take lunch.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, we got to mix a lunch break.
I mean, there's a lot of roads leading back to me just having to pay a plumber to come in.
Yeah.
But
I think
you guys might be the best chance.
Sorry, Jared. The quickest chance for a temporary fix would be Jade. Jade would figure out the wrong way to fix it.
Super temp, though.
It would work for 3 flushes.
Yep.
And then we would super temp fix it again, and then 3 more flushes. Mm-hmm. We would just keep getting tri flushes out of this toilet.
Yep.
For the next 5 months.
Yep. But it would get done fast, that first one.
Mm-hmm.
So
easy question.
A lot of toilet talk.
Dick's Too Big asks.
He's not even trying.
Stew Big is the.
Yeah.
What Richard Stew Big.
Yeah.
Sounds like a valid last name, honestly.
Mm-hmm. What exotic animal would make the worst pet?
Probably an elephant.
Yeah.
I mean, well, but then you could use the phrase the elephant in the room. You could actually use that. So, I mean, at that point, size does matter. You can't go that big.
I think anything poisonous is kind of a no-go.
Any deadly animal.
You know, like, King Cobra's got the poisonous venom or not the King Cobra?
I think cobras are venomous.
Yeah, they'll kill you quick.
Any sort of snake with venomous would tendencies. Be bad. Yeah.
Especially not like a
with venomous
mouth.
Liquids leaking out of their fangs. I think that's a no-go for me.
Yeah, wait.
Because can you tame a snake like that?
Well, the thing with snakes, too, you could keep them in a tank. Like, you could keep them enclosed in something.
Yeah,
the thing with, like, if an alligator, it's going to get out of whatever you put it in.
You just leash it.
Yeah.
You could throw a leash on it.
Yeah.
I think, I mean.
Still can turn like, around.
Yes, venom. Venom's, that's a huge factor, but just anything with slime on it, too. I think, I mean, what do you want? Carpet cleaners coming over every single day?
I don't know. Then you could pool it all together and you could have your own slime time alive.
Oh, yeah.
For your kids.
Monetization.
You got slime.
It's a great bit, actually.
Kids love slime. So actually, I think I'm in on slimy creatures.
Okay.
slugs in, snakes out.
Yeah. I mean, polar bear. I think we've talked about how bear would be tough. Plus, how cold you'd have to keep your house.
Oh, God.
A lot of Coca-Cola, pipes too.
Yeah, and just glass Coke bottles everywhere. You know, I can't be going to the recycling bin that often.
Bottles fucking clanking together when you're pouring out the recycling bin into the actual bin.
Mm-hmm.
House is set at 20 degrees. Coke bottles everywhere. Global warming. I'm taking that.
I have to go outside to get to warm up in the winter.
Well, then if you let it outside to take a piss, like you can't see where it's at. Also, plus in the wintertime,
you're gonna have to buy like a ton of seals and penguins and stuff for it to eat.
Yeah. Then you got a penguin problem.
Can you imagine, like, first thing in the morning, you're like in your underwear and robe and you're fucking letting out your polar bear take a shit? You're sitting there on the porch, like, fucking drinking coffee, waving to the neighbor as the polar bear is just ripping apart the neighbor's dog.
You're sipping on a Coke.
Yeah.
Morning.
That would not
Although
be ideal.
We could make a sick coffee table out of all the Coke. Top.
Oh, yeah.
Bottle
oh, yeah.
tops.
Yeah.
Like all the kids in college used to do.
Yeah.
Take the beer tops and then put some resin over top of it.
Yeah.
And then the Coke bottles on top of the cabinets.
Yeah. That'd be sick, actually.
And we put some lights through there so the Coke bottles lit up.
You could go into the woods or like or the riverbed somewhere and just like start burying Coke bottles so people 80 years from now find them. Mm-hmm. And then they can monetize off old Coke bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Pay it forward.
Yep.
Starting to not sound so bad having a polar bear.
If you raise it as a cub, it's you're completely fine.
True.
Get it declawed.
Yeah. Declawed, detoothed.
Deteethed.
Just a gummy polar bear.
Dedentled.
I mean, he doesn't have to eat anything. He's just sucking down Cokes.
Yeah.
Ivan Yakunov asked.
I actually had like a Coke polar bear like stuffed animal as a kid.
Really?
Like had like the Coke logo on its chest and it was just a polar bear.
Maybe it's fate.
Yeah.
Ivan Yakunov asks, is it ever socially acceptable to be the only one drinking at an event? Example, a family birthday dinner and you are the only one that orders a beer.
Dinner, not weird.
Yeah. No, agreed. Agreed.
Now like a kid's sporting event, I'd say, is the only one drinking.
Yeah.
It's not a no-go. It's just somewhat frowned upon, if from what I've heard.
Yeah, you're like in like a middle school gym, and you have a red solo, walking with a red solo cup.
Walk red solo cup, you find out none of the other parents are drinking, you go home, all right, kid, we're transferring you to a different school.
Yeah.
Just got a water half-time, bottle of vodka.
Yeah, halftime, you're got to go to the parking lot at halftime. Just by yourself.
Yeah, the old car bar.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you're with, too.
If this is any event in a location that serves alcohol, I think you're fine.
Agreed.
But if you're bringing alcohol in.
Yeah.
You ever brought alcohol into a movie theater before?
Mm-hmm. No, but I've pre-gamed a movie before.
I got kind of blitzed at the movie theater one time.
What movie?
I don't remember.
Wonder why.
I put like four shooters in the thing of soda, and I was feeling pretty good by the end.
Really? Yeah. Did it make the movie better? Like, was it?
It was hard for me to keep quiet.
Sure. Yeah. I would have that issue.
I mean, you guys know me. When I start drinking, I start chit-chatting, and tough to not comment on everything that's going on.
Yeah, you're bound to get yelled at a couple times.
Me and my buddies played edible roulette at the movie theater, except all of them were edibles. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah, they're just different milligrams.
Yeah.
5 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought like having a good time.
It was really a roulette because it was homemade brownies and we just had no idea.
Was it a comedy movie?
You
gotta be going to a comedy movie.
Yeah.
No, we went
can't
to
be going to Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
We went to Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad would be
there's
a lot
some
of
humor
lot of,
in that, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of visuals too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tyler gets home. That was a fucking hilarious movie. What'd you go see? Oppenheimer. Oh, okay.
big punchline at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. They dropped a bomb on us at the end.
Yep.
Really, really.
Spoilers.
Wow. One spoiler alert, too. Very insensitive.
Guys.
You're going to put on probation for that one.
Let me, I don't know if should I say this. Let me
you just, you don't, we know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want
how to. How do you spell?
I stopped you at the perfect time.
You just got the opportunity to reinvent Santa Claus. Who pulls his sled and what kind of sled is he using and how are you guys making it?
I think I have it. You just make him an Eskimo.
Dog sled.
Yeah. Balto.
What?
Balto? The most famous sled dog of all time.
Oh.
Really?
You ever watch Balto?
Is that a kids show?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Add that
I don't
to
have
movie.
A kid yet.
Add that to movies you should watch with your son.
Or shit-faced.
Yeah. All right, done.
Yeah, Northern Lights are actually just a bunch of broken bottles in the doctor's floor.
You know? Really?
Yeah, Balto.
I mean, Tyler, it's been 20 some years.
I remember.
You didn't watch Balto when you were younger?
But how sick would... No, I don't know what you guys are talking about. How sick would it be if you just took like an Eskimo's outfit with all the fur, but it was just red?
That's kind of what it is already.
Yeah, but like real fur, not the fake white polar bear fur.
Well, imagine if he had his brother with too, helping him.
Yeah, he doesn't have elves. He just has Eskimo brothers. And then one Mrs. Claus for the entire village. There we go. That's it. That's the best way. So we have Mr. So Eskimo Claus.
Then it's not a sleigh. Then it's a train.
Jesus.
The train is how you get around the village.
Yeah.
Yep. The North Pole.
Yeah, this isn't Polar Express time. Yeah.
Sled dog Eskimo and his little helpers, his Eskimo brothers, and the one wife in the entire town.
It was the night before Christmas.
And all through the village.
Yeah.
There was one creature stirring. And it was in Santa's house. So yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. Easy.
Curtis E. Flush asks, how much money per day would someone need to pay you to drive around with antlers and a red nose on your vehicle?
Say it again.
How much money per day would someone need to pay you to drive around with antlers and a red nose on your vehicle?
Not that much.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it's stupid and embarrassing, but
like, I'll do that for, you know, $500 a month.
Is it a month?
Per day.
Per day.
Per day.
Oh,
so
per
if we
day.
Do the math.
$50 a day.
Easy. I might do it for 20. $20 a day.
I'd do a 20. I'd do a Benji.
It's $120
a
week.
Jeffy. Thomas Jefferson, right? On the 20. No, I'd do a Jaxie.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jared, you'd do that too, right? I don't think there's anyone here that wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'd say $20 or something.
I'd even do it in the summertime.
Because then it's a great conversation piece. And be like, some sucker's paying me to do that.
Yep.
I mean,
also, what cop's going to pull you over?
It's an extra $7,500 a year if you do it every day.
Yeah. What cop's going to pull a guy over and get mad at him for speeding when he's got antlers and a red nose in front of his vehicle?
You can just be like, I got presents to deliver.
Yeah. Surprise. Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, I just would have wrapped gifts at all points for cops to pull me over.
Yeah.
You could bribe them.
No.
Oh.
It's just
spreading Christmas cheer.
Yes, Jared.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
My bad. Tristan McGregor asks, just got a puppy. It's a girl. I need some ideas for names.
Balto would be a good place to start.
Balta.
Balta. Sorry. Yep.
Balto's a boy.
Yeah, you're right.
For a girl dog. Well, you guys,
Birdie.
You guys can just use all, because I'm not going to need girl names anymore, because I'm going to be pumping out dudes for the foreseeable future is what the math.
You could clip that.
A lot of dudes.
Pumping out dudes, not pumping in.
Well, you are.
You're pumping them out.
I'm pumping them out.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless. Regardless, I'm just not going to need the girl names we had. And so you could use Edith. You could use
Edith the dog.
Well, it's a girl dog.
Yeah.
You could use fuck. Beth.
Mara. Mara Beth.
And then you could also, I'm just trying to remember what our girl names we had picked out. Edith, Beth, Edith, Ebeth, if you wanted to Macbeth, combine them.
Shakespearean.
And Cleopatra.
Nice. Mm.
Cleo for short.
Well, yeah.
Or Patra, if you're really close.
Sure.
Or EO.
You could also go through all the Patreon names and just pick your favorite.
Yeah.
That's
a good like, point, what yeah. was the last, what was the last question? The name of that one?
No.
Not Lemmy? That. No. Yeah. You could name him Lemmy.
Lemmy's good.
Yeah.
Lemmy's actually kind of a good girl dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Lemmy.
It was like a lemon colored dog.
Yeah.
Little yellow coat on it. Fucking Lemmy. Jared, next question.
Okay. Giant Deck asks, what is one task around your house you would refuse to do and would rather pay someone to do?
House numbers.
Easy.
Shiplap with trim.
Hey, just let me do it.
No. One, I'm not paying you. One task, just one, like a DIY or like just any household task.
I think any household task.
Well, one task around your house.
I mean,
I would definitely pay someone to do my laundry.
For sure. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Be very nice.
I'm trying to think of non-generic. Water softener.
Yeah.
That or someone to come on a bi-yearly basis and change out my air filter in my house. I always forget about
same.
That.
My I think my current air filter is about 90 days old. Usually it's every 30 you should change them out.
What? Really?
That was like twice, three times a year.
Yeah, me too.
I also have a furnace from the 90s, so that may be different.
Yeah, I don't know, but that would be nice. Just a guy pops up every so often, comes change them out. Because it's not about that I don't want to do it. It's that I don't remember to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna change dirty diapers.
That sounds awesome.
I don't know if I want a stranger coming in to change my kids' diapers.
Oh, yeah. You hire someone out to do it.
Family member.
Yeah, you just pay your wife to do it.
Yeah, payments, you still get a live here.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Every diaper that you change, I'll give you $5. $3.
That's actually a great
idea.
You got
to negotiate. Start low. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar a diaper. I mean, could be $4 or $5 a day.
Yeah.
$5 a day.
Key is spread them out a little bit so then the next one can just change all the diapers for the next kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Picking up dog shit, last one for me.
Yeah.
Especially I think there are people who do that.
They do, yeah, they do. I haven't found the right person to pick up my dog
You
shit.
Just haven't it found the right person guy. You want to handle your dog's shit.
Correct, yeah. Yeah. I'm still browsing, so.
There's anyone out there that wants to pick up Ryan's dog shit, just let him know. What are you offering?
I pay hourly rate. I mean, in the springtime, it could take you 2 hours.
Oh Jesus. God. That's a lot of shit.
I mean, it's an entire winter of me not picking up shit.
His dog do be shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. That's all we got.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats, Miles.
Thanks, guys.
Gotta be a huge sigh of relief. Get that dude out first.
Get the boy out of the way. I just... What, you know, I'm gonna fuck this kid up somehow. I feel like there's such a fine line in parenting. I'm You coddle them too much, that's bad.
Yep.
You're too hard on them, that's bad.
Yep.
I'm going to be walking a tightrope the rest of my life.
Yeah, my kid was smearing cottage cheese on the wall yesterday, and I didn't know if I should get after him for doing it or if I should take the softer approach. I don't know. What if he remembers this when he's 20 years old, 30 years old?
Just say, hey, don't do that.
They won't listen. Then they'll just do it more, though.
Then you just scoot him away from the wall.
I don't have enough square footage in my house.
You are sub 2K SQFT.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
I only have about 10 SQFT left for the high chair.
So what you're going to need to do is you need to sacrifice one of the rooms in your house. You're going to make it look like an episode of Dexter. You're gonna poly everything.
Yep.
And then that's where you guys will eat dinner from now until
18
more years.
It's actually not a bad idea.
If he's at 18, rubbing cottage cheese on the wall.
Well, that's because his dad wasn't hard enough on him as a kid.
Fuck you, dad.
We could then have food fights.
Yeah.
I think you just got to maybe stick to just dry foods in the meantime until he figures his life out.
Yeah.
You just don't need to be giving him cottage cheese then, I think.
Yeah, he fucking loves cottage cheese, dude. We could give him jerky.
If I'm a child and I have the option to eat jerky or cottage cheese, of course I'm going to eat cottage cheese.
No, dude, they would pick jerky in a heartbeat.
Really? I feel like it's so hard to eat even as an adult.
I mean, you just haven't had the right jerky for your kid. Jerky, dehydrated bananas, dehydrated mangoes, just everything dehydrated.
Is the jerky dehydrated?
Oh, yeah.
Dehydrated meat.
I like hydrated jerky.
Me too.
Hydrated jerky.
Such a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get hydrated.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio. As always, may your new children be boys.
Hell yeah.
And your delivery room be filled with Ice Mountain. Cheers, Ryan.
Cheers.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.